The Bakken Formation. The recent discovery of the Bakken Rock Formation, which underlies North Dakota, as well as parts of Montana, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, has made North Dakota the number two oil-producing state in the U.S., behind only Texas. The Bakken is the largest domestic oil discovery since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay, and has the potential to eliminate all American dependence on foreign oil. The Energy Information Administration, EIA, estimates its potential at 503 billion barrels. Just 10% of this oil would be 50 billion barrels. If sold for $107 a barrel, this would mean a resource worth more than $5.3 trillion. This one oil field could provide enough energy to last more than 2,000 years, even with increased consumption. In view of this new oil source, there is increasing evidence that petroleum reserves are much greater than noted by the corporate mass media. The political ramifications of this are staggering. After all, it is the specter of worldwide oil shortages that fuels the arguments of New World Order stalwarts who have argued for both centralized government and private programs in the name of conservation and environmentalism. One example is former presidential candidate Al Gore, who has been an advocate of global warming as well as the Chicago Climate Exchange, CCX. Styled as North America's only voluntary, legally binding greenhouse gas reduction and trading system. This attempt to capitalize on carbon restrictions ended in November 2010 when CCX shut down its operations following the failure to win cap and trade legislation in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Despite the overabundance of oil, as exemplified by the Bakken Formation, the oil industry continues to profit from fears over peak oil, while the search for new energy resources continues with deadly effects.